It is the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Gabe's Place in Glenwood. It's presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands, and Steve Bertrand has warmed up the crowd for us.
Yes, Steve was very kind and warmed up the crowd. Although, Steve, you have an apology you'd like to make to the audience, right?
Which one? About Glenwood?
Yes.
Talking about throwing people under the bus, you both accused me of doing that
right.
yesterday.
No. We've
right
learned
out
from
of
you.
The box.
I can't believe the first thing I said was that at Gabe's Place in Glenview.
Which is partially right, but mostly wrong.
Mostly
yeah.
wrong. Yeah. These are my people. I've run
Very
out
nice
into all
people.
Kinds of Manteno people around here, the south
yep.
suburbs, so it's great to be here.
Yep.
Is it close to Manteno?
It's 20 minutes, 25,
That's
30
it?
Minutes. Not too far, yeah. I was afraid they were going to ask me to start, you know, dancing, so I put on extra clothes.
I can't believe you wore that shirt.
I've got my life is, what is it called?
How many of you are here just to see Steve dance? Right. About half the crowd is here just to see you dance.
So I put on my Payback as a Wendy t-shirt.
Yes, very popular.
Yeah, I love it.
Very, very popular. Comfortable.
First time I saw it, and I know that Kevin brought some extras, too.
We have at least one or two, and we will give it to the audience member who is the best behaved.
But no one's going to get it.
No one will get it today. No one will get it. You have never been to Glenwood.
I have not.
Why?
It's a great, I had no reason until Gabe's Place.
Well, we're here for the obvious reason. It's Valentine's Day, and Glenwood, as you all know, is the city of love.
Have you seen their hot springs?
Yes.
Because they'll show them.
I know.
They will. They'll show them.
I know. We're going to have the mayor of Glenwood on later, and he said to me, the first thing he said, I already told you this, he said, I don't want to make you sad, but Don's Hobby World is no longer operational. When I was a kid, my parents they'd go see a movie, and they would drop me off at Don's Hobby World, and I would just spend 2 or 3 hours there asking silly questions about H.O. Railroads.
Yeah, but they didn't have to pay a babysitter,
right.
So that was brilliant.
Right. If Don's here, I owe him $8. There was a travel agency, I'm sure it's gone. I was a kid when we used to go there, that had a giant globe on the sign. Does anyone remember that? What was it called? Travel what? Travel Brokers? I think with Steve Bertrand, travel being such a dominant force in the travel industry, other travel agencies just went belly up.
Actually, I bought their globe.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I don't have an office, but it's in my house.
You should hold it up like Atlas. That would be like a nice little marketing ploy.
I'm going to give that a shot.
Maybe when you dance later, that could be your closer.
Did I say dance? I really shouldn't have.
No, that's all right. Right. That's right.
If you say it on the radio, it means you have to do it.
Actually, that's in Glenview. That's
yeah,
later today.
Right. In Glenview, they have that.
So, why are the police here?
Oh.
I'm sorry. I can't hold back. I'm a blurter.
No, they are here.
You didn't notice that?
Well, when
what
I got here,
do?
Well, they had firemen helping assist with parking, which was nice. I hope there's no fires in town today.
Oh, I guess they are firemen.
Yeah, they're firemen. Although there's police out there, too.
Uh-oh, they're here for you.
It's like SUV.
SVU.
It's like that.
I drove an SUV. SVU is the show.
My favorite show is SVU SUV. Have you ever seen that show? How many of you have seen that? Just me and you. That's cool. I'm so glad.
I don't think I've ever heard you say that's cool.
One lady came to my rescue. Thank you, ma'am, for doing that. Everybody else is like, there's no show like that. But you were like, I'll watch it. If you watch it, I'll watch it.
Is this why? I just really want to know why there's such a hoopla and so many parking issues. Is this the biggest thing to happen in Glenwood?
Well, today, right? I hope today it is. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are there any protests?
No, no one's here to protest, are they?
It's 1:12.
Although, do you know, I
had 13.
You thought she'd say that
I really
for 13?
13, yeah.
I didn't even know this existed until last night. I don't know how we missed this. We didn't talk at all yesterday. There was a protest in front of Trump Tower where a couple of hundred people mooned the Trump Tower. Is anyone here from the protest? You were at the protest, ma'am? You did that? No.
What message does that send?
We forgot to put underpants on.
You know, there was a very weird moon the other night, and I thought this all tied in. Did you see that?
It was
Sunday
this lady
night?
Over here. That he
no. It was Sunday night. I've seen harvest moons before where they're really big and they're really orange.
Right.
This looked like one of those fathead stickers.
Oh, really?
That someone stuck in the sky. It did not look three-dimensional. Did anybody see a weird moon on Sunday night?
It was...
Okay, I only had 2 Mai Tais, so it can't be just me.
It was your birthday, right?
It was my birthday.
Oh, I wonder if maybe...
How many moons did you see?
One in the sky.
It had a name. It had a name, because there also was an eclipse.
A lunar eclipse happened Friday, which I missed.
Okay, but it was the they called it the snowy moon, or there was some name for the moon.
The snow. What is it?
Snow moon.
The snow moon.
Yeah.
And it was orange, though.
Does anyone know? Because forgive me for not knowing this, but what separates a snow moon from just your average everyday moon? What's the difference? It's the time of the year. All right.
That's a great deduction. You know, because there's a summer moon.
There is.
It always happens like in July.
In the summer, usually, right?
Yeah.
There's that harvest moon.
When is that, anyway?
When the harvest happens in the fall, I would imagine.
I'm picking up a trend here.
There's Reverend Sun Young Moon. How many fans of his do we have here today? Just your table in the back?
I have a sticker of him, actually.
Sun Young Moon?
Yes, next to
Warren
Patrick
Moon,
Kane.
Who played for the Oilers for a number of years.
Soleil Moon Frye.
Yeah,
she
she's good.
Punky
she's
Brewster.
Good. The audience is just now realizing we could do this by ourselves in a closet somewhere.
The audience is realizing the prep work that goes into the show right now.
A lot of prep work. We do want to remind you there is a WGN hamburger special that I took advantage of. Boy, is it delicious. Just $7.20.
What kind of cheese did you go with?
I went Swiss.
You're a Swiss man.
Yeah.
So international.
Yeah. That's why I did it, to impress everybody with my international knowledge of cheese. All right, so there's a lot on the show today, including incredible love songs, some love advice, because it is Valentine's Day. And, of course, as most of you already know, Steve is here to dance for you. Get your dollar bills ready. That's coming up in just a little bit.
$2 bills.
$2 bills, inflation. So stick around. There's a lot more. We're at Gabe's Place in Glenview, Steve, or Glenwood?
One mistake.
That's all it takes. It's Glenwood. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Today's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Gabe's Place. Let's hear you. We're in Glenwood. Is presented by Allstate agent Kelly Davenport.
Wendy, we've been asked to keep it down because Steve Bertrand is napping.
No, he worked very hard, so now he's having his lunch.
Right.
Although you mentioned he was dancing. You said for dollar,
$1.
Then Steve said for $2 bills, and we had a lucky lady who had a $2 bill. It's like, let's make a deal.
If this were let's make a deal, you would have won a huge prize
or
something.
Do you have a clothespin in your purse as well?
The lovely Carol Merrill will be by to help you with all your prizes. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Are you here with the people that you love?
I hear some no's over there.
A couple people you don't like at all, ma'am? What happened over there? That was sad. I have found some things. This is at countryliving.com, Wendy. These are things that they say were traditions, Valentine's Day traditions, that should never have gone out of style. Can I run these by you?
Please do.
Tell me what you think about these. These are traditions of Valentine's Day from days gone by that they say at Country Living we should not have given up on. One is handwritten cards. What do you think about that?
I think they're awesome, and I am terrible at sending them.
Oh, no.
They
you never do?
Doesn't that mean more when you get something in the mail and it's handwritten?
Yep.
Like, Bill, for instance, for my birthday, you made me a card out of a paper towel from at work, and that meant so much to me. Anyone can buy a Hallmark card.
You go to Hallmark, and you spend $8, and I said to myself, why? I have all the materials right here. I'll make you a card.
It was lovely.
And you still have, and that was 2 days ago. You still have it to this day.
I still have it.
Yep. How about that? Now, it's funny you say homemade cards because they separate. They also say homemade cards are the way to go. And they just say, you know, with some scissors and some construction paper, you could make a heart. And who wouldn't love that? Way better than a professional card.
Yeah, absolutely. I should have made you one today.
Yeah, that's all right. I don't feel bad. You may have to help me with this one. I've never heard of this before. Gifting purse puzzles. What is that? Do you know what that is? Anybody?
I have no idea.
They show a picture of it, and it looks like it's not fun. I don't know what it is.
It looks like a picture meets a quilting thing in a frame. Does it explain what it is below there?
It says, if you really want to go all out with a handmade expression of your love, take a cue from the Victorians and make a puzzle purse. These gifts were a series of love letters that were meant to be read separately, but they also fit together to create a beautiful design and message. Use the Valentine's Puzzle Purse tutorial from Victorian Treasury to make one at home. That's what I'm going to do later on.
That is pretty sweet. Now that I look at it, it looks like a quilt because these are handwritten notes or poems that fit together and make little hearts and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful.
All right.
Who is going to go through all that work? I'm sorry.
Do you know, this is Kevin, our producer, who we talk about on the show from time to time. Kevin just got married a few short months ago. Kevin, don't you think your wife would love a gifting purse puzzle?
No.
No. All right.
Why is it called a purse? They're just love letters.
I don't know why it's called that. Yeah, there's no person involved. I'm not sure why. Pressed flowers. Do you ever find those in a book that you had from years and years ago?
And I can never remember what it's from.
And it becomes, it's not even a flower anymore. It becomes like ashes that smell like flowers.
I know, but you can never remember where they are from. Like,
right.
It was it from my wedding? Was it from a turnabout dance in high school?
Right, right. Holiday dances. They should never have done away with holiday dances. I don't know that I, other than school, where they had one every year, a Valentine's Day dance. Have you been to one since you were in grade school or high school? No.
Just high school.
Yep. They want to bring those back, the holiday dances.
That was kind of nice, though.
Exchanging funny cards. Why express love for your husband or wife when you can say something funny? Here's an example of one, Wendy. They show it. It's a girl and a goose, and the goose says, "I know I'm a goose, but I love you." That's funny. I miss those days when a girl and a goose could fall in love.
If they're talking about exchanging funny cards, they should have something funny
right.
there.
Right. We've all goosed a loved one, though, haven't we? At some point, many people
funny.
Have. Giving reusable chocolate boxes.
Ew.
Was there a time during the war that there was a shortage of chocolate boxes in the United States? Why would that be?
I thought they already came in a box.
Yeah, they do come in a box.
Just save an old shoe box, and right. every year you can just recycle chocolates in it.
Yep. These chocolates taste like Fava. Yeah, how come? One tradition that seems to have disappeared completely is the exchanging of ornate chocolate boxes. I don't think that was a thing ever.
Was that also
it?
The Victorian era?
Yeah. Yeah. Richard Cadbury, the heir to the renowned British chocolate empire, is credited with creating the first heart-shaped box for the holiday, according to History.com.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Richard Cadbury.
He makes those Cadbury eggs, too.
Yeah, that's his thing.
I didn't know that was the first heart-shaped box.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have Richard Cadbury to thank for that, Wendy. He purposely sold chocolates in a beautiful box, hoping that customers would treasure the pretty packaging and use it again to store items like love letters. In fact, antique Victorian-era Cadbury boxes exist today and are considered valuable heirlooms. You nailed it. You got that one dead on right.
Whoever saved the box, be honest. Applaud
did you
if
really?
You saved a box.
Now, why did you save it? Is there
and
a reason?
And where is it today? Oh,
yeah.
Her first boyfriend in high school.
Oh.
The love of her life. Sorry if your husband's here. Okay.
Oh,
God
right.
bless him.
All right.
Not dead, just divorced.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Not dead, divorced.
I kept it all these years, and I cleaned my closet last Saturday night and came across it with all the letters.
Oh, that's so nice.
So have you looked to find that love of your life on Facebook?
He did pass away.
Oh,
my God. You're like the Black Widow over there.
Oh, no. Wow.
I'm kidding. But that's awesome that you found it. And look, you get this little nice feeling when you find it, your very first boyfriend, the one.
Yeah.
Wow.
For those of you on this side of the room who want to be slammed by Wendy, there's a line forming right over here. So just pull on up. We'll have time for all of you. We're here for a few hours.
They know I'm kidding. Don't you
of
know
course.
I'm kidding?
Of course. It's all in jest. Still, I'd take the back exit if I were you when we're leaving.
Yeah, I will.
All right. Well, a lot more show. It's Valentine's Day. We have some experts to help us with our love lives. That's coming up in just a little bit. And then a whole lot more. Stick around. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder in Glenwood for WGN.
Yeah, we're just trying to arrange some headphone levels because it might be a lot of people wear headphones that are in radio and we lose our hearing because we wear them and talk so loud. Is that too loud for you? All right, well, I'm just kind of, this is a behind the scenes, the red knob. We are the WGN radio team of Bill Evans. Snyder, and it's the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour live from Gabe's Place. We're in Glenwood. This is an awesome little town. I have never been here before today. Do you guys like it here? There you go. This is presented.
Thank you for accepting Wendy as one of your own.
I am adoptable.
Right.
We'll discuss
yes.
things later.
Yes.
This is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. And Bill, whom I was speaking to before, is we have a power couple. Can I tell you
this? A power couple.
One of them is a doctor, one of them is a reverend.
Yes.
OK, Can you say that with you and your wife, Terry?
No, neither of us are doctors or reverends, so I cannot do that, no.
We have Dr. Ray Kadkodian.
You got it.
And Reverend Gene Kadkodian. And you guys are celebrating an anniversary today. You're married, and you're also a couple therapists?
We are. 19 years today.
Congratulations, Whoa. Guys. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Very, very
Thank
nice.
You.
It's probably really common for people to get married on Valentine's Day, isn't it?
It actually wasn't our plan originally. Our dating anniversary is the 21st, and so we tried to get the church on that day, and it was booked.
Yeah.
But Valentine's Day was open.
Really?
Yeah.
That's shocking to hear. You would think that would be the hardest day of the year to get married on.
Right.
So when you heard it was open, you said, well, it would be silly not to.
We have to book
And
it.
It's good for business. If your marriage counselors have got married on Valentine's Day, this is great for business.
So how do you make the switch to being a couples therapist? Obviously, things are going well in your lives.
Absolutely.
You're just going to help other people figure out how to do it, too.
Well, we have to live what we preach. Okay, and so that's one of the things we do is role model.
You never
model.
Yell at each other, ever?
We yell at
All
each
right.
other.
Oh, here it comes.
We actually fight about our couples with each other.
Do you really?
We just Absolutely. Fight for them now.
So it's the tactics of making their union better. You would come at it from a slightly different angle, you're saying, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Each part of the couple has a different perspective.
Yeah.
And so I work with the husbands, she works with the wives. And then we talk behind the scenes and kind of figure out what's going on in the relationship and what are some of the struggles that they're going through.
When I was a kid, there was this thing people would say, the key to a good, happy marriage is never go to bed angry. That's impossible, isn't it?
It's yes. very, very
it's
difficult.
Almost impossible. Yeah.
Very
yeah.
difficult.
So why for years and years did people perpetrate that myth that if you could just pull that off and never go to bed angry at your husband or wife, that you'd be happy? It's almost impossible.
Well, I think the implication is that we try to not argue.
Yeah.
But that's impossible.
Yeah.
Arguing is actually healthy in a relationship. It just depends on how it's done, and it also depends on how they make up afterwards.
Yeah.
What is the repair attempt that's made?
Listen, I love my husband more than anything. Jim, if you're listening, I love you. But we fight a lot. Not like drag down, knockout fights, but we disagree on things, and that's pretty normal. That means we're communicating, doesn't it?
Yeah, the research actually says that couples who are happy and healthy, couples who are unhappy, unhealthy, they fight the same way.
But they use machetes, and that's dangerous.
That,
you got to admit.
Only during The Walking Dead.
Worse than unhappy couples there.
Right.
But I have seen families that, just seem absolutely perfect. Like mom and dad get along, they hold hands. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Sometimes I'm visiting at their house, and they don't talk to each other. I mean, isn't communication key?
You want to take that?
So there is a model that there is a lack of conflict in relationships, which works well if both people are that way, unless there's a really big issue and they have no real template of how to work through that. Then they have a problem. But there are people that really don't fight and they don't like to fight and they kind of have figured out how to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me years ago that in every relationship, one person tends to be the giver and one person tends to be the taker, and I don't buy that at all. I know that wasn't the case with my parents. It's not the case with my wife and I. Why did that myth get started?
It's actually a dysfunctional pattern called pursuer-distancer, where one person is kind of chasing after the other.
Yeah.
Nine times out of ten, the couples that walk in through our office, they say that communication is the problem. And everyone says that, communication, but it's not really about communication. It's really about investment.
Yeah.
And, today's day and age is really hard for couples to really make investments. You know, they're working different schedules. They've got the kids. They've got obligations. And so they're not spending any time and quality time together, which should be a minimum of 5.5 hours a week.
Oh, that's the minimum.
That's the minimum.
No screens.
Right.
Right.
Oh, that's the most dangerous thing.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Everyone's been to a restaurant. Right, you look over at a couple in a restaurant, and they're both
they're
on their phones texting or talking to somebody else on the phone. That's not a night out.
What if you're texting each other?
Does that count? All right then. Yeah, that's fine.
We ask our couples, what is the first thing you touch in the morning?
Are you allowed to say that in a room full of
I think so.
Well, typically the answer would be your phone.
But it's always
right?
the phone.
Yeah. Oh,
everyone's
right,
picking up the phone. They're using it as an alarm clock. They're checking their email, checking their text, and they're not connecting with their partner.
Oh, how about that?
Right.
How about
we were talking briefly off the air. I have two teenage boys. One's going to be going away to college in the fall. We've taken on a rehab project in our house. It causes a lot of stress. It's okay to be stressed out during things like this, right? They're just temporary things.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Absolutely. It's very temporary. The problem is that what are you doing afterwards to connect, right? Afterwards to kind of, you know, make that connection with it's Jimmy Mack, right?
Is that yes, correct? It
okay.
is.
You know, what are you doing afterwards to connect? And most couples, they just kick the can down the street and said, you know what, we have this vacation planned in the summer. Let's just connect then. We'll just focus on the kids. And then they end up fighting for the entire vacation.
Yeah.
Right.
But kids do, you know, God love them. They're at school. They're not listening. But they sometimes cause a lot of stress. They sometimes pit parents against each other.
Sure.
That's very common.
Stress is really actually a good thing. One of the bigger problems couples have is they don't do anything new. And so stress means you're doing something new and you're doing something different, which actually can unite you or pull you apart.
Right.
But at least it's growth. In a relationship is alive, and if it isn't growing, it's dying.
We're talking to Dr. Ray and Reverend Jean. I won't get the last name right, so I'm just going to ignore it.
Kedkodian.
That's it.
She's
Wendy
got
won
it.
A prize.
She's
Wendy
got it
won
perfect.
Something. Can I guess what the number one stress factor is in most relationships? It's finances, isn't it? It's money.
Finances and sex are the two topics that
you should not pay for
about.
Sex.
Right, not
I've
if you're married.
So many, right. I've said that a million times.
Problem. Yeah.
Right. Problem solved.
Right. There you go.
So can you tell, like, as soon as you meet a couple, if you can help them? Is that an almost instantaneous thing?
And can everybody be helped, pretty much?
You know, I say to couples, you know, if two people wanted to build a rocket ship and break orbit,
yeah,
some people are going to be more equipped to do it. You know, maybe they're scientists, they're able to do it. Some couples, they don't know anything about physics, so they're not going to be able to do it right away, but they can get the tools, they can learn how to do it, and through effort and investment in the relationship, they'll be able to break orbit.
Excellent, excellent.
Now, do you have some advice you can share with the people listening out in listener land and the people here at Gabe's Place in Glenwood? Some advice to have a great Valentine's Day tonight?
Yeah. I think we're going to role model that. You know, we have a Valentine's scavenger hunt that we're doing right now for couples. It's all designed to help them interact with each other, to have the nurturing touch, spend the quality time, do new things. So all of these elements really need to be part of that in order to kind of revitalize the marriage.
What are you finding on the scavenger hunt? What needs to be found?
Well,
so you have to
because I want to help.
Take
whatever it is, I'm in.
Of yourselves at a Chicago landmark,
kissing at a
Chicago landmark,
right?
Recreating your first date.
Yeah.
A 15-second video dancing to your wedding song.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, this is cute.
Very nice.
Two tickets to something like a play or movies or something like that.
And they take all these pictures and then they send them to you.
Yes.
How do they do that? Do you have a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page, and then just go on there and post it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And can you give us your Facebook page?
Yeah, it's Lighthouse Emotional Wellness.
Lighthouse Emotional Wellness on Facebook?
On Facebook.
And they have till the 21st, and they can win a $500 ultimate gift night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, date night package.
Yeah, very nice.
Can I just tell you, I don't want to win anything. I really don't, but I kind of want to take these little scavenger hunts.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to Pete McMurray on the way here, and he was talking about how people propose to one another. And it's a sweet little thing. A lot of times you go back to the same restaurant that your first date was on. Did you do that?
The restaurant on our first date is no longer around.
Oh.
Lawrence of Oregano is gone.
Too long.
I know. So we go back to where it was sometimes, and then we're sad because it's gone.
Well, we went ice skating for our first date.
Oh, you did?
But we tried to do that the other day, and the ice was all melted and watery.
It's been too warm.
Yeah. The fates are working against us,
right.
guys. That's no good. We'll talk more with Dr. Ray and Reverend Jean. It's Valentine's Day, so
Kedkodian.
Thank you for that. I'm just going to say the first names and look
right.
at you and just jump
point
in
to
with
me
that.
When you need it.
We'll be back in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Today's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Gabe's Place in Glenwood, is presented by Allstate agent Kelly Davenport. We'll be talking to her later on. You know, this coming back, it's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder. I'm listening to And Then He Kissed Me.
Yeah.
I was just talking to our guests, Dr. Ray Kedkodian, correct?
Got it.
And Reverend Jean Kedkodian. And I was saying a lot of times I don't ignore Jim, but I'm busy with the boys right now. They're at that age where they need me more. He's been able to stand on his own two feet for quite some time.
Uh-huh.
But that song, Until He Kissed Me, we did like a little open mic night in our neighborhood, and one of my sons played guitar, and I rehearsed it, and I sang it to Jim, and I said, you know, sometimes I act like I ignore you, but I don't. So is that helpful to do something like that to let him know I'm thinking of him, even though I'm ignoring him a lot?
Absolutely. And remember, the most important thing you can do for your kids is stay in love with your partner.
Ah. And
that is
sometimes
true.
Leave them out of the equation. There have got to be nights where you still go out on dates with your husband or wife, right?
Sure, it's good role modeling, you know, because you want them to have healthy relationships later on in life, too.
Yeah.
So the couple is the cornerstone of the family.
Yep. I got to work on that because I take them everywhere.
Oh. Is Wendy doomed? Wendy's doomed, isn't she?
Unfortunately,
everyone can
time.
Change.
It's very normal.
Yes.
Can I ask you, one of my friends is on marriage number four.
Mm.
He's
how's
my
that
age.
Going now?
I can't talk about it. There are some people who just have a hard time maintaining a relationship, and what is he doing wrong? Why? How could you be married at such a young age four different times?
That's a hard question to answer. I don't really know him, you know, but what I can talk about...
You would not like him. I'll bring him by the office. You will not like him.
The stats are not really good.
No.
You know, I think it's like 48% right now for first marriages within the first 5 years.
What? Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's how high the divorce rate is.
Yes. It actually has dropped. And then second marriages, you're looking at 50 to 60%. Yeah.
So a second marriage is more likely to survive than a first marriage?
No. It's
Oh, the divorce rate.
Correct.
Oh,
divorce
that's not
rate.
Good.
That's success
right. That's
rate.
Not good. All right.
You know, the interesting thing is we all have our first relationship with our parents that teach us how to do the relationship dance.
Yeah.
So is that why I yell at my husband so much?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is how you learn, though.
Yeah. And sure. So you will always pick a partner that knows how to do the dance.
Right.
And if you don't figure out how to grow beyond that, that's why I'm sure all his relationships look the same, too, because he hasn't learned it.
There's a pattern there.
Correct.
And he has told me he's in love with falling in love. He goes, there's something about that he really enjoys. But then once he's reeled the fish in, he doesn't want to stay married anymore.
Well, you should stop marrying fish.
That's a good point. I will pass that along to him.
Well, there are a lot of physiological changes that happen within the first year to 2 years within a relationship. And there's a lot of brain chemistry going on.
You endorphins,
feel alive,
right?
Endorphins, absolutely. It's after the brain chemistry settles down, now the real work happens.
You know, it's funny because I still get that weird tingly feeling. My wife and I have been together forever, but every time I see her, I still get that. And people go, oh, that's impossible. It's not impossible.
It's not, no.
It's a circulation thing now that,
is that
you're
what
this
it is?
Old. Yeah. The tingly feeling.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's it.
How to fall in love with your spouse all over again. That's totally possible, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes.
The brain chemistry of people falling in love, which is like, you know, you can live on sunshine and air. You don't even have to sleep. If you make it through the commitment phase and through the transition stage, the brain chemistry of couples in real love, and that takes, you know, 20, 25 years, is even better. So that feeling of feeling that for your wife again, especially when you go through a really challenging event.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But a lot of times those challenging events, I know it sounds trite, but a lot of times those events do bring you closer. Not
while
immediately,
it's happening.
Right, but eventually.
Right.
Sure.
Like war buddies.
Yeah. You've lived through something together. So, yeah, you learn from that, don't you? Yeah. What about this? We touched on this a little bit earlier, but people's attention spans aren't quite what they used to be.
What'd you say?
People's attention spans aren't what they used to be.
That is true.
So doesn't that play into just the maintenance of a relationship to some extent also?
Where are you spending the most of your energy?
Yeah.
Most of your attention.
Yeah.
Right? And I use the analogy of a battery. Like our cell phones, you put it on the charger at night, you wake up, it's 100%, right? And you are going into your day with 100%, where does the majority of your energy go? Well, for most people, it's work.
Yeah.
You know, so they're coming home with maybe, you know, 40% left or 30% left. Where do you spend that time? Do you spend it on your kids? Do you spend it on your family? Do you spend it on your wife or your husband? Do you spend it on friends?
Right.
Right? I have a client right now who's spending 6 hours a day on video games.
Yeah.
Right? And so you could imagine how that impacts the family
he's
unit.
He's married?
And he's, yeah.
Well, no, you know, we all play video games too, but I mean, really, they're
sure, and it serves as a distraction,
right?
Okay, and we have way too many distractions right now in our lives: social media, our phones, all the time.
Or is it an escape from something he doesn't want to deal with for 6 hours
well,
a night?
That's what we figure out.
Yeah,
the really important things in life are not something we do as a feeling of being immediate,
right?
So your phone rings or whatever, pings, whatever it does, but nobody urgently gets to the gym.
Right.
Or, you know,
right.
Does stuff like that that's really important. And that's why it's really easy to let this stuff fall to the wayside and just deal with whatever is the immediate thing blinking in your face right now.
I always hear people who have jobs like yours talking about the ability to change somebody. Oh, you can't change somebody once they're set in their ways. But isn't there a better way than trying to change somebody? Isn't there some kind of a compromise you can find? Isn't that better?
Yeah, there's a certain portion of the personality that doesn't change.
Yeah.
Okay, but there is a lot that can change. I mean, people who are, I've seen people who are alcoholics, they become sober, and then now their family unit and their marriages change overnight because of the work that they do, right? So there's a lot. It just takes really investment and really making your marriage the cornerstone in your life.
And it should be, right? Yeah.
All right, I'll stop bringing the kids on our anniversary dinners. I just feel guilty if we're going out for crab legs because they like it too.
Yeah, but you know you need time for to
I
just
know.
Be you and Jim
right.
sometimes.
And I've heard people say that they take one night a week or one a month to do date night.
Yeah,
I've not done that, so I'm going to start doing that. Will you babysit?
No.
All right, again, we'd like to thank you, Dr. Ray Kadkodian, Reverend Gene Kadkodian. Real briefly again, tell us about this scavenger hunt, whether you want to participate and win a fantastic prize or a date night. It might be something I want to do it just because it sounds like fun. So what are some of the things you have to do in this scavenger hunt again?
Take a picture with the biggest heart you can find. Take a picture of the lighthouse. Recreate your first date.
Take a picture at a restaurant you've never been to before with a menu.
Yeah.
Two tickets to a show.
And take a picture of you kissing at a Chicago landmark.
I love that.
That's
and a
15-second
video of you dancing to your wedding song.
Oh, correct. Very, very nice.
Totally love that. And if listeners or people here at Gabe's Place in Glenwood want to participate, can we get all the details? LighthouseEmotionalWellness.com?
Yes, absolutely. On our blog, we have there all the details about the contest itself. It's really just, you know, trying to improve marriages throughout Chicagoland. We really want to help couples reconnect and, you know, start to really invest more in their relationships again.
And you got to think back, you know, I know it was awkward when you first started dating because that is the awkward time when you're trying to get to know someone. Mm-hmm. But think back, that's the most exciting part of it. So you can fall in love again.
Absolutely you can.
Jim, I hope you're listening. I'm not just saying it.
You mean it, right? Totally mean it.
I do, yeah.
Guys, thank you for being here. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much.
Both of you.
Thanks for having us.
A quick break, some news, more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Gabe's Place in Glenwood, is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. And you know what? We're going to meet an Allstate agent extraordinaire, Bill. We are going to meet Kelly Davenport, if that's okay with you. Turn your button on.
Yeah, I think we should talk to Kelly Davenport. She's here. It'd be silly not to. Kelly, first of all, it's always fun to do these Hometown Voices tours, and without you guys, Allstate, they wouldn't be possible. So thanks very much for putting these together. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me today.
Sure.
Absolutely. Now, you've been an Allstate agent for 15 years. But the agency's kind of been in your system a little longer than that. Explain.
Yes. About 15 years ago, when my dad decided that he was going to retire from being an Allstate agent after 35 years with the company, I decided that I wanted to purchase his agency and go into the business. So.
Was it a hostile takeover?
It was somewhat of a hostile
takeover. It was.
He didn't want to give it up, did he?
Yeah.
Well, I initially didn't want it, and he had another person that was going to buy the business.
What?
And then at the last minute, I zoomed in and said, I changed my mind. I want it. So
we hear that a lot
with
Allstate agents. It's in the family. It's in the blood.
Well, I've been, you know, you're right, bleeding blue.
So the way a lot of kids play astronauts or princesses, did you play insurance agent as a little girl?
Absolutely. Binding policy. Sees over the phone forever. Yeah. You know, when my dad was an agent, you know, we didn't have the internet and, you know, all these different venues for people to reach you. So if he was not at the office, they called home.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
And we answered.
Yeah, 24 hours, right? Right? You're always open.
You know, so my mom and my sister and I, you know, oh, sure, yeah, you're covered.
Yeah.
You know? We'll
let
them know you bought a new car today.
So you buy it from your dad, and then I'm sure a lot of your dad's customers then had children, and now you work with them, so you've been doing this.
I know. It's very awesome. I have some clients. clients that actually recall me as a little girl. When my dad started, he was in a Sears store.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister and I would go to work and hang out with him, and we would meet his customers, and now some of them are just in awe that I am now their agent.
It was the Orleans Square store, wasn't it?
It was the Orleans Square store.
I remember the booth was set up in the Sears.
Right by the candy spot.
Yeah.
By the candy spot.
No wonder you went to work with your dad.
By the hot nuts and the Swedish fish, you know.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
There you go. That's right. That was the favorite part of going to work with Dad.
So. That would be so fun.
Yeah.
Not only have you had the business in your family for 50 years, you've been doing it for 15 years. Where's your office located?
We're located in Chicago Heights. So our exact address is 220 Dixie Highway, which is kind of right at the intersection of Dixie and Vollmer Road.
Aside from being an agent for all these years, you like to give back to your community, and you do a lot of volunteer work. Why don't you tell us a little about that?
I do. I'm very passionate about young people having the opportunity to attain a higher education.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the organizations that I partner with and do volunteer work with, their focus is just that, making sure that, you know, students are able to go to college. So three organizations that I worked closely with in past years, Jack and Jill of America, Pam Morris, NFP, and then Target Hope Chicago has been really where my heart has been with the longest. And I got involved with them because of my children being part of the organization.
Yeah, so, very nice.
Yeah, it's been really fun to see the kids matriculate through, you know, being grown-ups and getting jobs.
Right.
You know?
See, had I gone to college, I would know what matriculate means. No, I'm kidding, because I did. I'm just kidding. So you mentioned Target Hope Chicago, and we have the founder and CEO, Euclid Williamson, here with us.
Hello,
and
Euclid.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, I'm happy to be here, and happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
And to you, sir. Thank
Tell
you very
us
much.
A little about Target Hope Chicago and what you do.
Target Hope is a wonderful organization that I founded in 1994, and the paramount goal was to ensure that kids who, no matter where they come from or at risk or whatever situations they had, that they had an opportunity to cultivate and reach their God-given potential by firstly finishing high school and secondly going on and having an opportunity to go to college. And suffice to say, since we've done that, we have a Saturday Academy that we have the students going to school 42 weeks a year, including their regular high schools. We have college tours. We have tutorial programs. We have mentorship. We have a gradation of activities to make sure that they're on point and get to where they need to go in life.
I bet you have a lot of success stories that have come out of this, don't you?
We have students who have started with us at 14 who are now dentists and lawyers and physicians and pharmacists. And we have a three-tier. We have the high school component, we have the college component, and we have the graduate and professional school component. A lot of kids are never really told at 14 and 15 that they can be a scientist or engineer or astronaut. But we tell our kids that, and we have role models to prove it and demonstrate it. So we've been very successful.
Good.
And the word that I heard you mention most frequently talking about this Target Hope Chicago is opportunity, and that's what people need.
Yeah, they all need that healing, opportunity, pride, empowerment, because we have a lot of negativity out in our society, in the social media. So in Target Hope, they're able to see role models and alumnus who have changed lives, and that's what they need to see, and it's very fruitful and meaningful to me.
And it's helpful. I have a 14-year-old at home who wants to be a movie director, and he said, what if I'm not a good director? I said, first of all, you're 14. Don't worry about that now. So 14-year-old kids, that's a turning point in their lives.
It is. It's important for them to be.
They can do anything they want.
The sky is the limit, but they have to see people like themselves who are doing it.
Right.
And navigate a path to their road to success.
Sounds like a great organization. If someone's listening right now or here at Gabe's Place in Glenwood, do you have a website where people can find out more about Target Hope Chicago?
The website would blow folks' mind. It's www.targethopechicago.com. We take students in. We're going to actually be starting our next semester on March the 4th at Chicago State University. And we don't concern ourselves about their academics. We concern themselves about their thirst for knowledge and passion for learning.
That's
the main criteria. That's what you're looking for.
That's right. People who want to be winners.
And I have two success stories.
You do? Tell us.
Share, please.
Well, my kids went through Target Hope, which is how I began to volunteer with the organization. So it was very helpful for them. And they, too, are volunteers, and that when the organization is visiting the institutions that they're at, they liaison with Mr. Williamson to make it all go great.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
But see, that's a win-win because your kids were benefited by this, and now they want to help and give back.
Absolutely.
So it's being kind is contagious, isn't
there
it?
There you go.
Kelly, you have a donation that you would like to make today, and this is beautiful. Tell everybody what you're doing today.
Well, as part of Allstate's foundation, they enable agency owners to give a donation to the organizations that they work with.
Yeah.
So today, I will have the wonderful opportunity of presenting Mr. Williamson on behalf of Target Hope a donation of $1,000 from the agency hands in the grant.
That's outstanding.
How about
Thank
that? A round
that.
Of applause. Bill gets so excited when he sees the big checks.
I love big checks.
But they don't fit in the ATM.
No, I can't put them in
He's
the ATM.
He tries after every time.
That's well, that's
awesome.
Excellent.
It is. It's very awesome. Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay, we'll take a picture after this. But again, Euclid Williamson, who is founder and CEO of Target Hope Chicago, and also Kelly Davenport, an Allstate agency owner for 15 years, but it's been in the family for 50 years.
Yes.
And how do people contact you if they'd like more information or they need insurance or they need to know what matriculate means?
Oh. Well, our contact number is area code 708-515-9290. And you can find our webpage at allstate.com and then /Kelly Davenport.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Such a pleasure meeting both of you.
Likewise.
And continued success.
Thanks,
Kelly.
So much.
Thanks, Euclid. Appreciate
Thank you
so being
much.
Here. A quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN. All right. It's Bill and it's Wendy.
And today's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Gabe's Place in Glenwood, is presented by Allstate agent Kelly Davenport, whom we just spoke to.
Yes. Everybody sit up a little straighter because the mayor is here. Mayor Ron Gardner, the mayor of Glenwood. Hello, Your Highness. Thank you for being here, sir.
Welcome to Glenwood. We're glad you came here.
Thank you.
Thanks I have never been to Glenwood, and my first question is, why the heck not?
You are absolutely correct. We have one of the best golf courses that the village owns. It's about three blocks from here.
Mm-hmm.
We have forest preserves. We got trails through the woods.
It's beautiful.
And obviously, we have fantastic restaurants.
Great Absolutely. Restaurants and the nicest people anywhere.
Totally
nice
people.
You can't get nicer than
That's
the people
correct.
Here.
Yeah.
It's impossible. How long have you been the mayor of Glenwood, sir?
I've been the mayor for 2 years.
Yeah? Oh, very new to you.
Yes.
And did you move up through the ranks? How did you
I
become?
I was a trustee for 10 years. I was on for 8, off for a couple years, and then I was on for 2, and I became mayor last April of 2015.
Did you ever have your own reality show? Because a lot of politicians start out with reality shows and then they get hired for office.
You know, after I saw Blagojevich on Celebrity Apprentice, I was thinking about it. It might be a next stepping stone.
I am speechless, Bill.
Wendy's Thanks. Speechless. We did it. We
yeah,
did it,
did.
Mayor. I didn't think we'd ever do it.
We were talking off the air, and you said you haven't been on the radio since you've been in high school.
That is right.
Where'd
WHFH. Homewood Flossmoor High School,
All
the radio right. station.
What did you do there? What sort of a radio show did you have?
I didn't have a radio show. I read news, but I was the best news reader ever. So if there's any openings,
well, Bertrand
WGN
is no longer here.
I'm ready.
Yeah, you want to replace Steve Bertrand? We can pull some strings.
I'll let him be my co-host.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. Why did you decide? I mean, you obviously enjoyed it. You had a passion for it. Why did you decide that wasn't your future?
You mean radio?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I went into banking.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Really?
So did Bill for a
yeah,
while,
for a little while.
He well, went into a bank.
I went into a bank. Okay. Kind of similar.
Hopefully not with a hood on.
No.
Okay.
No,
yeah,
I'm
that doesn't work.
Smarter than that. All right, so you went from Homewood Flossmoor to Glenwood. What was that transition for? Why the transition? Why wouldn't you be the mayor of Homewood Flossmoor?
Oh, no. Homewood Flossmoor High School in certain areas of the village of Glenwood go to Homewood Flossmoor.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Feeder towns.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So I've lived in Glenwood basically my entire life.
Yeah.
So
how cool is that now to be mayor of it?
Pretty nice.
I know.
It must be nice.
Really?
Yeah, I like it.
Do you get
the
out of parking tickets and speeding tickets and stuff?
I don't park illegally, and I don't speed.
Wendy,
answer.
What are you implying?
Good answer.
What are you implying? But the town has changed. You're probably 30, right? So so some things have changed here in Glenwood in the days you've been here. What would you say are the most significant changes?
Well, we have a golf course that the village owns now, and we've owned it for several years since the 90s. So, but Glenwood has always been a friendly town, great people, and we're very lucky to have all the fantastic people in our village.
Wendy, when I first came in, Don said to me, I don't want to make you sad, but Hobby World is closed. And that did make me sad because I spent a lot of time there as a kid.
Yes, unfortunately, Don's Hobby World is closed.
Yeah.
But I used to visit there myself often, and a couple other stores like Dragon Inn.
The Chinese place right down the street from it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we have plenty of other businesses that you can spend your money in so you can come back.
I'm telling you, driving here was like a shopper's dream. You got your Ross Dress for Less, you got your TJ Maxx, your Home Depot, or Menards, whatever you want. Business is booming here, huh?
Yeah.
I like the windy little roads in Glenwood, too.
Yeah,
it's really
we're
cool.
lucky enough, like Beautiful. I said, to have forest preserves throughout and biking trails and hiking trails. So we're very lucky to be in this area.
What nearby town is your enemy?
We have no enemies. We are like Worth, the friendly village.
Worth is the friendly village, yes. Right.
What is Glenwood? Bill said it was the city of love, but I think you were lying.
No, I meant it.
I think on Valentine's Day it is the village of love.
It is the village of
love.
I agree.
So it's not, is it a city or a village?
It is a village.
And what is the difference?
I have no idea.
Okay, great. I probably should have pre-read these questions. Just a population-wise, is that
usually
it?
Usually, that's probably typically the reason why.
And doesn't it have something to do with like if there's volunteer firemen or something? Isn't that play into
well,
it a little bit?
Most are volunteer these days, aren't they?
Yeah, well, we actually have a volunteer paid-on-call fire department. We do obviously have full-time firefighters.
Yeah.
But we have one of the best fire departments in the entire South Suburbs. I'd like to say the state.
Oh, really?
My
yeah,
dad
good.
Was actually a volunteer firefighter for 35 years here in the village. So
that's very nice.
Yeah. Mine was in Brookfield, a volunteer firefighter.
That's great.
Yep.
And my dad was an arsonist.
No.
Not anymore.
God, I hope he's not listening.
No, he's retired as an arsonist. No money in it.
Yeah.
So, like a lot of times when we visit the smaller towns, whoever the mayor is also has another job there in town. Are you full-time mayor or do something else?
I work at a law firm downtown.
Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah. I was kidding about that arsonist thing.
Yeah,
you know that, right? Wow.
Well, we'd like to thank you for having us out here because I am blown away by the crowd. Thank you so much, all you guys, for coming out. And we actually had the volunteer or the police department or fire department, volunteer, helping with the parking. This is Bill and I are a big draw here in Glenwood.
Absolutely. We're very lucky to have you. We're lucky to have WGN here for you. And please come back.
Ron, thank you. We will. We absolutely will. It's your mayor.
Thank you.
They want re-election already. That was fast.
Yeah, re-election. I'm up in April.
Oh, my gosh.
Vote for me in April.
There it is. Thank you, Ron. Ron Gardner, your mayor.
Thank
we'll be
you,
right back in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Can we thank a couple of people, actually?
Please, thank away.
When I got here, did you see I had a little secret admirer who came up?
Yes, you did.
His name was Joe Valentine.
Yeah.
And he brought me a Valentine, and he had taken... Joe, if you're still in the corner, thank you so much. He's over there. He taped...
the Wendy's logo from Wendy's hamburgers onto his jacket.
Was so
in tribute to you.
So, Joe, thumbs up. Thank
that
you very,
very
much.
That was very nice of you, Joe.
Also, we got a phone call that Marlene from WGN fielded, and it's from a woman named Anne. Anne Nick is her last name. She's 95 years old. She
complaining because
lives...
we were making too much noise.
No.
We'll keep it down, Anne. I apologize.
Anne
we
is
got
listening right now, and she is not feeling very well, so she couldn't make it out to Gabe's place today. So she wanted a call, and she wanted me to tell you that she loves you, and she loves listening to the show.
Thank you, Anne. That's very nice.
95 years old.
That's tremendous.
It's pretty amazing. That's all I got.
All right, that's all you have.
The summer wind came blowing in.
Thank you to Sweet Alley's Gluten-Free Bakery. I didn't say that right, did I?
Say it again. Try it again.
Thank you to Sweet Alley's Gluten-Free Bakery.
Still didn't seem genuine.
My tongue got fat all of a sudden.
Is that what happened?
Thank you to Sweet Alley's Gluten-Free Bakery. There we go. You can visit them in Glenview and Hinsdale or online at sweetalleys.com. But we're not in Glenview, despite the fact that Steve Bertrand said that at noon.
Right.
We're in Glenwood.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful place. We're at Gabe's Place. And thanks to everybody for showing up. Give yourself a round of applause.
Very nice, people.
It's Valentine's Day, Bill.
It is Valentine's Day. And there's a huge, huge, huge show tonight at the House of Blues. Not one, but two great performers, John Vincent and Tony Ocean. John is a singer not only at the House of Blues, but at Ditka's, a mainstay for the Cubs. Maybe you saw the Cubs in the World Series and you said to yourself, who's that guy singing the song there at the beginning and it's doing such a beautiful job? That's John Vincent. Tony Ocean books hundreds of shows annually throughout the country, performing classics from Sinatra, Dean Martin, and more. They're both right here. Hi, John. Hi, Tony. Thanks
hey,
for being
here. How
are
you guys doing?
Great to see you guys.
Thanks for having us. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. This is so romantic.
It's very romantic.
We haven't been up this early since court. This is good.
John, let's talk about the impact that you had. I'm sure that after the Cubs made it into the playoffs in the World Series, you probably couldn't walk down a street in Chicago without people recognize you from your singing.
Yeah, that was a different experience for me. And so, I actually called Coach Ditka and, Joe Maddon, and I said, I'm not used to this. I'm not used to some of the feedback, holding free, getting the, some people loving it, some people hating it.
Who hates it?
Somebody hating it?
Who
hates
it?
You get some stuff on the internet, and people are just like, you're showboating. I hold free because my uncle served in Vietnam. He passed away of a brain tumor not long ago, and my dad grew up in Italy during World War II. And he saw the horrors of it. He's 81 years old now. So I hold it because I just want to make people happy.
Yeah.
That's it. So
I can't believe anyone would say anything negative. If you need somebody to protect you, John, I'm here for you.
I'll take it.
You better find someone else, I got to tell you. A guy with a baseball cap is going to be your enforcer. I don't know. Yeah, but you got a couple feet on him.
Right.
So, I mean, but you're doing it with the utmost respect. I don't know how somebody could be negative about it. If you don't like the music, don't listen to it.
The best, the nicest thing about it was when Lady Gaga tweeted me and said, wow, that's the way you do the anthem. That just kind of made everything okay.
From Lady Gaga?
From Lady Gaga, yeah.
That's not bad.
So when she did that, I just kind of like, I was like, okay, I get it. And, Joe Maddon, who I love to death, and Coach Ditka, who's his second father, said, Johnny, you're going to have people who love you, hate you, just deal with it.
Sure.
Be who you are.
That makes sense.
I get sensitive and I take things to heart, and I kind of...
That's because you're Italian.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Are you
seriously
married?
Why, are you proposing to him on Valentine's Day?
Lady Gaga, you could be Lord Gaga if you wanted to.
Well, she loves you. She started dating somebody.
Oh, she did? All right, forget it. Cancel.
She did, yes.
All right, and Tony Ocean, who have you gotten tweeted by?
I get tweeted by people that hate me all the time. So this
I just can't even believe
it's
that.
It's always my mother on the list, too. So that's the first. Or a wife number three.
Oh, boy.
Let's talk about the music that you both have in common, and that's the music of the Rat Pack. Why do you think that music, all these years later, is not only coming back, but people are loving it, and for good reason? Why do you think it is?
To be honest with me, I can't speak for everybody or John, but I do know that one thing about these three guys, and besides Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis, at the time that they were doing what they were doing, man, it wasn't just Frank's show. It was Dean's show and Sammy's show. They brought everybody up. The camaraderie, it was what made it so strong. And the lifestyle that they had, and everybody just loves them.
Yep.
And that's what we're trying to do here in Chicago, bring everybody together and share the music. Because, the music's going to last forever. I don't know about the music these days, if it's going to last. They're not going to have K-Tell's greatest hits of the music now. But this music lasts forever.
Yep.
And any generation likes it,
There was soul. There was feeling. It was different. It's a different time.
Sure.
I got to say one name, and I want both of you to discuss amongst yourself. Michael Bublé.
I like him.
See, I
do,
too.
I like Michael Bublé.
And I didn't want to.
I think he's done great for himself.
I
love a lot of his songs.
It's really perfect.
I think he's the one of the main reasons why that music is coming back.
Yeah.
Because before him was Harry Connick.
Sure. Yep. Absolutely.
I liked Harry Connick better than Michael Bublé, but I do know that they both brought that up. If you also remember back then, John would remember this too, when Tony Bennett was doing the show, his son said, listen, get rid of the tux, start wearing a nice suit.
Yeah.
And they put him on MTV. He was opening for Metallica.
Right.
And all the younger kids now picked up on that stuff. And that's what we're trying to just keep the music alive for everybody.
Yeah.
And you're doing a great job at it. Absolutely.
I'm wearing this tonight. I'm not kidding.
Don't dress up. Are you going to wear that?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not going to.
Because it's you.
I'm 350 pounds. I played pro football in Germany back in the day. This is who I am.
Yeah.
I cannot be anybody else. And, you know, I just like to make people happy. I don't like to make assumptions of anyone. So be who you are. Be kind.
Solid advice.
The only thing you can do.
Yeah.
That's it.
But if Mr. Sinatra was attending, would you dress up a little bit for him?
Yeah, I would.
Maybe
yeah.
for Frank? Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
No
yeah.
brown shoes after 4 o'clock.
Yeah, right. 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 Yeah. That's a solid
yeah.
rule.
Good. Yeah.
All right. So tell us about what's going on at House of Blues. This is all happening tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have the show. Me and Tony are singing, or Tony and I are singing. My English isn't that good, sorry.
Mine is.
Even though it's my first language. And we're going to have a speed painter by the name of John Jansky, who's a mentalist. He will pick somebody in the audience. He will figure out what they're thinking and paint who they're thinking. And if you ever want to see this guy, is
That's
incredible.
So cool.
He just
yeah.
did Dick Van Dyke's 90th birthday party. He's amazing. And then we have some other little surprises in there. And I got some free tickets if anybody wants to come down to the House of Blues tonight.
You just have to wrestle John. That's all you have to do to get the tickets. Wrestle John.
That's
Can you do it? Anybody? Nobody?
I'm a teddy bear.
You did you really play? You played football in Germany? You played
I
pro
did.
Football
yeah,
in Germany.
I did. That was a long time ago.
I played badminton in Tinley Park.
I like it. Can I play?
Yeah.
Can I play with you next
I'll get you in.
My
I can get you
are
in.
Homer Glenn, so it's perfect. I'll jump in there.
So how do you decide? You guys both do Frank Sinatra. How do you decide who's doing what tonight? Are you doing it
I
as a group?
I thought you were going to ask me, how do you decide to block when you have
No. Like you're doing your Sinatra things tonight, both of you.
I'm doing Sinatra, Louis Armstrong, Johnny Cash.
Look at that.
I do 26 different voices, so and he does a ton of different voices.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do any swing stuff tonight.
No
I'll be doing
no,
more
not.
Pop, my pop, Rod Stewart, Frankie Valli,
oh,
Joe Cocker,
yeah?
that kind of stuff. So we can then
that's
you know,
a night.
Well, nice would maybe do some Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin together
yeah.
as well later on. So
yeah.
that'll be kind of cool.
All right, it's one thing to do an impression of someone talking. Is it much more difficult, obviously, to do it singing, or is it easier? You don't think about it, do you?
Know.
You just do it.
Yeah. No, I don't think about it. I don't think a lot.
It hurts sometimes when you do
especially
that.
Especially during the day, we don't think a lot.
But what was it about the singers of that era? And I'll go. You mentioned Tony Bennett and certainly Frank Sinatra and guys like Jerry Vale and Vic Damone. What was it in their voices? There was just some quality in their voices that just doesn't seem to be there anymore.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, yeah, I saw Sinatra when I was in college. So for some reason, somebody turned me on to it, and I liked it, and it was before my time.
Yeah.
So I liked that music. I mean, my favorite music of all time was the 80s. You know,
oh,
I grew
was
up
it?
On the 80s music.
I like the 80s, too.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. But, I mean, Sinatra, it's timeless. It's in commercials. It's in, you know,
movies.
Movies.
Yeah.
Dean Martin, all that stuff. You know, Elvis, it's all out there.
Yeah.
And it still is. You know, you still hear it. You go to restaurants, you hear it. You go to places, you hear it. It's just... It's timeless.
Yep. No, Tony, did you ever get the chance to see him live?
I've seen Frank
Sinatra?
Many times. And, yeah, I mean, he was just phenomenal. I mean, growing up as a kid, I was always into the British Invasion music, you know, and then I've seen Frank because Dean Martin was the guy that really got me.
Was
you
he,
know?
Yeah.
Frank was always great, of course, but, you know, Dean was just great.
He was so handsome,
and then,
that Dino.
He was phenomenal.
Oh,
and then
my
the
God.
15 years I worked at Jilly's downtown on Rush Street,
yeah.
being with that, it was always
yeah.
in your it was always in your thing, you know, so we always... It was so cool to have that.
What do you make of the image? Dean Martin, for years and years, perpetrated the myth that he always had a little too much to drink, when in reality,
no.
he wasn't a drinker at all, really.
No, he drank a little, but he
yeah.
was always iced tea. Look, nobody would give a TV contract. You know, he had one of the biggest variety shows for a long time.
Sure.
And nobody would give a contract like that if you were really an alcoholic
yeah.
drunk like that. But he did go downhill when his son died.
Yeah.
And the thing, the connection between Sinatra and Dean Martin was Frank Sinatra's mother died in a plane crash in the mountain, the same mountain
same
that
mountain.
Dean Martin's kid
oh, wow.
crashed
yeah.
into both of that same
yeah.
mountain. But after that, Dean Martin went down after
yeah.
his son. Even he broke down on stage. I've seen him in Vegas twice. And he broke down on saying, God, why me? Why didn't you take me while he was performing? You know,
his son
so.
Dino was an actor. And again, he lost weight too soon.
Sure.
And there were always stories that Dean would go to the same restaurant every night and just sit in the back.
Sit in the back and just eat the same meals.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
a story. Well, I'm sorry. There was a story that Sinatra threw Dean a 50th birthday party at his mm-hmm. house, and he had everybody over. I'm sure John heard this too. And after they ate, the cops came to the door, and Frank answered the door going, hey, well, you know, this is a private neighborhood. Who called the cops? It was Dean.
He called
from
his
upstairs.
Party.
He goes, I fed you, and everybody get out. You know what I mean? So. everybody go home. So it's already bought a girl up. Frank bought him a girl, gave the girl like $1,000 to go up to his bedroom, and he gave the girl $1,500. He said, tell Frank he was great.
Oh, my God, that's so perfect.
I like the idea that somebody would have to buy Frank a lady, like or Dean a lady.
Right, yeah.
He
exactly.
couldn't get one on his own, probably. Right? Impossible. We have to take a break, but when we come back, you guys have a song that you can do for everybody,
sure.
correct?
Yeah.
Valentine's you want to hear Day it song? On Valentine's Day?
Would that be all right?
I think so.
All right.
And all you got to buy me is a pizza.
That's it. That's not a lot to ask.
You're a cheap date.
John Vincent right over there. Tony Ocean right over there performing at the House of Blues tonight. Houseofblues.com/Chicago. For all your ticket information, but we are going to give away a pair in just a little
more
bit. More than a pair. Oh, wow, man, a bunch of tickets. And then some singing will be done. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, Kelly Davenport is the owner of Davenport Insurance Services, an Allstate agency in Chicago Heights. We talked to Kelly earlier. She's been an agency owner for 15 years, and she purchased her agency from her father, an Allstate agent for over 35 years. Throughout Kelly's career with Allstate, she won numerous awards for outstanding customer service and exceeding business expectations. She's a premier service agent, an honor bestowed upon less than a third of the agency force, and she's been the recipient of the following awards: Multi-Year Honor Ring, Closer Club, National Conference, and Circle of Champions. Kelly's primary focus has always been her clients, and she takes pride in providing an amazing customer service. Kelly also believes in helping young people obtain a higher education and volunteers her time to three outstanding organizations who provide scholarships to African-American students planning to attend college. Kelly's a very proud, she is very proud, and she has supported Target, Hope Chicago, P. Morris & Associates, NFP, and Jack and Jill of America Foundation. You can find Kelly Davenport in her Chicago Heights office at 220 Dixie Highway or call 708-515-9290.
Let's give it up for Kelly.
Yeah,
she's great. Cool.
Thank you, John.
All right, today's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour. We are live from Gabe's Place for just a little while longer. We're in beautiful Glenwood. It's presented by Allstate agent Kelly Davenport.
A big show tonight, big Valentine's Day show at the House of Blues. It's John Vincent's Sinatra Valentine's show. The doors open at 7 p.m. Two of the performers from that show, the great John Vincent and the equally great Tony Ocean, are here with us tonight. Guys, we're so looking forward to the show. It's fun to do this kind of music, isn't it? You enjoy it, don't you?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. It's to do it for, and both of us are very fortunate that we do it for a living,
mm-hmm.
which is very cool. Mm-hmm.
And have been for how many years?
I'm at 28, going to be 28 this year.
16.
That's tremendous,
so
guys.
So impressive.
It's very, very nice.
All right, what song are you going to do for us? I can't wait any longer.
Everybody Loves Somebody Sometimes.
Oh, a classic. All right, here it is. It's John Vincent and Tony Ocean with the musical stylings of the Rat Pack. Take it, guys.
Tony started out.
Okay, I'll do that. All right, Frank, whatever you want.
That's good. The band's not ready yet.
Yeah, do we have a musical track coming?
It's a union band.
There we go.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me, oh, my someplace is now. You tell them, Frank.
Everybody finds somebody somewhere. Makes no difference if I forget the words.
Oh, I'll have a drink now.
Something in your kiss keep saying, my someplace is here.
If I had you in my shower, I mean power, I'll arrange for every girl who'd have its charm. Worth every minute, oh, every hour. Every boy would find what I found in your heart. Oh, you tell them, Blue Eyes.
Everybody loves somebody.
Oh, Louis Armstrong, everybody. Yeah.
And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting.
That was nice.
When are we going to pick out the furniture?
For someone like you.
That was good, dummy. If I had you in my shower, an old big ugly dummy, this is Fred G. Sanford.
Every girl to have your charm.
Every minute, every hour.
Every boy would find what I found in your heart.
Everybody loves somebody sometimes.
And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you.
Oh yeah, just like that, everybody. Hey, keep those cards and letters coming in. We love you.
Wow.
John Vincent, wow. Tony Ocean, and a big fat wow on that one.
Ah.
And you have so
you called
fun.
Me a big fat wow?
No. No.
I'd hit him. I'd hit him.
You don't want trouble. Call me a big fat cow.
We don't want trouble.
No. I resemble that.
Yeah. Bill, you and I should start singing the show from
yeah,
now
we want to do, we'll do Peter Lawford and Joey Bishop. Can you okay, find places for us?
Yeah.
All right. We want
that's
in.
It. Why don't we do the anthem, all four of us?
There you go.
You guys want to do that? Would you do it with us?
Oh,
no, I'm dead serious
no,
right now.
That no. would be bad.
Why not? We have a patriotic audience.
Yeah, that would
here.
Be awesome. Sure.
But you guys have the what's the word? Talent.
Yeah, that's the word.
Wow.
You guys can
I'm
do
like
it, too.
I'm dead serious.
You're
I'm
so
like, come
good,
on,
though.
Let's do that.
You don't mean now.
Now. I mean right now. Impromptu, that's how like,
well,
it's
you
done.
Guys can do
you
it.
You guys do it.
Yeah.
Please do it.
Come on.
Please do it.
Stand up and support you.
We'll certainly stand up.
I don't want to ruin it.
So it's
you're not going to ruin it. Come on. Come on.
Everybody's standing. Wow. This became
everybody,
religious.
Please stand
what
up if you can.
Here?
Now, after this, well, by law, we have to present a baseball game.
Yes.
You can say play ball.
Ball.
All right. We'll play baseball after this. All right.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free? And
John Vincent and Tony Ocean, ladies and gentlemen, performing at the House of Blues tonight. Go to houseofblues.com. We'll be back with today's starting lineups in just a minute. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Really quick, Wendy, a mention or two before we say goodbye.
Thanks, Bill.
And here they go.
The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Gabe's Place in Glenwood. Did you have fun or what? It's presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands.
So thanks to everybody at Gabe's Place for making this possible. Everybody in Glenwood, yourselves, we couldn't have done it without you. Thanks so much for doing this.